This morning is Gem Sunday, and I'm going to read a passage that they've been working on, and very specifically, we'll come to one or two verses, but I'm going to try to speak predominantly to you young ladies, and everybody else gets to listen, and we'll make sure that by the end, they're joining us and wanting to be a blessing as well. Turn with us to the Word of God as we read from 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly. So then all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. There was a group of young people that ran a clothing closet. Now, their clothing closet, much like ours, reached out to 5 different schools. And they went around asking for clothes that they could give to people in need. Now, they ended up having so many clothes, they wondered if they should actually stop asking for clothes. One night, they had their clothing closet open. And it was near the end of the night. Clothes were still coming in and clothes were still going out. Some people were beginning to sort through clothes, and they heard how one girl, probably about some of your ages, was asking for a spring jacket. There was nothing on the table ready to be given out. And then one of the other kids who was sorting said, I think we might have something. And they found a jacket and they pulled it out and they put it on and it was a little short. But the girl began to smile. She began to skip and dance. She's so excited that she was able to get a spring jacket. Her mom, a sigh of relief. See, they couldn't afford a coat. And they walked out, and some of the older girls or boys that were at this clothing closet began to wonder, what if we could open this clothing closet every day? What if we could simply love our neighbors? And then another one said, well, what if before church we offered bagels and muffins and juice and coffee to anyone that would come to church? What if we simply loved our neighbors, even if they didn't stay for the service? What if we just did that? And then another said, What if we opened a soup kitchen once a month and we invited seniors in the community to come for a morning of conversation and coffee or tea, and then we had some soup and then they could go on their way? I think they might be onto something, don't you think? Can one of you read that really loud? Does somebody want to read? Go ahead, nice and loud.
Whoever sows sparingly also reaps sparingly, and whoever sows generously also reaps generously.
What does that mean? Does anyone have an idea what that might mean? Paul, who is the author of this passage, is speaking to a farming community. Now, do any of you have a garden in your backyard? You probably have a bigger garden, right? In your backyard? Yeah, Ava? Yeah. Kind of. Who has a small garden? Yeah, we have a very small garden behind our shed. Now, how many of you have pots on your balcony or in your backyard that you try to grow some flowers or some vegetables? Now, what if I took all of these seeds and I put them in a planter? What do you think would happen? Yeah. Well, they would probably begin to choke out the other seeds, right? Because there's so many of them. But if you're a farmer and you have a whole bunch of land, do you think one or two seeds is going to be able to give you lots of crop? Why not? Right, because you need more seeds, right? Now, if you want to make those seeds grow, what are some things that you think we might need to make the seeds grow? Yep.
Sunlight and water.
Sunlight and water, yep. What else? Soil or dirt, yep. Care. What about some fertilizer? Right? And so we're going to have soil, dirt, air, light. What's one thing that we need also that we haven't mentioned that we need to make it grow? Yep.
Space.
That right now it's not going to help your plants to grow because it's so, right? What do you need? What else do you need for the seeds to grow? Yeah, go ahead.
Sun.
And the sun adds what? Not cold. Warmth, right? So we have soil, we have air, we have sun, we have rain, we have fertilizer, and we have warmth. And we do all those things, and the seeds should begin to grow. Now, who gives us all those things? Yeah. God. And that's what Paul's getting at. Now, you guys got exactly what Paul wants us to begin to hear as we begin to grow. God gives you and everyone here all that we need to be a blessing to the world around us. Now, if we don't plant very many seeds, we're not going to get a very good harvest. But if we plant lots of seeds, it's more likely that we're going to get a good harvest. And here's what he's getting at. He says, if you sow few seeds, you're lacking in generosity and not being a blessing. But if you sow generously or plant lots of seeds, you're going to be able to give and be very generous in all you do. Paul is specifically talking about giving financially in this passage, but it really does apply to everything that you've been learning. There was a girl, and she came to church one day, and we're going to say it's Gem Sunday. And there's going to be an offering later. And like her mom did every Sunday, she was given $5. And her mom said, I want you to decide what you want to put in the offering at the end of the service. And so she was looking at her $5 and she goes, you know what? I'm going to give $4. That would be the right thing to do. I'm going to be a blessing to somebody. And then just before the offering, the minister said, as we take our offering this morning, God wants us to give cheerfully and out of the joy in our heart, not because we feel we need to. And so she put some money back in the plate. The service went on. They were on their way home. And mom said, so what did you decide to give? And she said, well, mom, I really, really wanted to give $4. But the minister said to give cheerfully, and I realized I'd be a lot happier if I gave $1 and I kept $4 for myself. Got another verse. Does somebody else want to read? Yeah, go ahead, Sophie.
One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give, and only he suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and whoever waters will himself be watered.
We live in a world today that says, keep everything for yourself. Like that little girl. You know what? Keep $4 for yourself and give $1 for yourself. We say, you know what? I'm going to keep all my time for myself. All my energy for myself. Because many people think that if you give generously and freely, whether it be of your finances, your time, or your energy, you're not going to have anything left. But what Paul says, and he's not saying we're going to be rich or have all that we want, but what he says is the Bible actually teaches something totally opposite. He says that if you give, you will be generous and you will be filled with thankfulness and joy and peace and contentment, and that you will be so full that you would have, that you have more than you did at the beginning. Paul is speaking to the church in Corinth. Church in Corinth had been very good up until this point about helping and giving to the poor. But two things have begun to happen in this agricultural community. One is there was a famine. Now, does anyone know what a famine is? Yeah. Well, there's not much food. Now, why would a famine be bad? You would starve. All the local businesses wouldn't do well, right? Because everyone was based on agriculture. And the people didn't have very much. And the church had been very good about helping the poor. But now, not so much. The other thing that was going on is there was persecution going on. Does anyone know what persecution is? The Christians were being ridiculed for their faith. They were being made fun of. Some would have lost their land. Some would have lost their lives. Some would have maybe lost their crops or the income. The money would have been taken away. And so there were a lot of needy people that were there. And the church in Corinth had been so good about giving, so good about being a blessing, but they had now forgotten what that was like. But there was another group of people. They were called the Macedonians. And they were more like this. Oh, Paul, can we give? Can we give? In fact, the Bible goes on. It says, they gave and they were such a blessing beyond any resource or time or money or energy that they had. Just so that they could help those who were needy and poor. Did you know that being a blessing makes you more thankful? I think of some of the ways that you girls were a blessing. And for the congregation, how these girls were a blessing. One of the events that they did were the grade 7 and 8 group. They made some shepherd's pie. And I had the privilege not of eating it. I wish I could have. But I got to take the shepherd's pie and the notes that you guys made specifically with somebody's name on it, and I got to deliver it to them and say, this is from the Gems. And when they opened the card and they read it, girls should have seen the smiles. And they thought it was so sweet that you guys thought of them. You guys were a blessing and are a blessing by what you're doing here this morning. By the way, you guys sounded great. I didn't want to stop singing. You guys were awesome. One of you took up one of the challenges that you were given to go and be a blessing. Hats off to you. You did your brother's chores. Like, what a blessing one of you did to bless your brother. And I expect your parents are smiling at how you were such a blessing. Or you took out the trash. Another one of you took up the challenge to be a blessing. And you have an elderly neighbor, and you gave the chain of blessings that you guys made to them so that every day they could open it and they could read a word of encouragement. The same girl went over at Easter and gave a rainbow loom bracelet and a little chocolate and asks if she can periodically visit their elderly neighbor. Another one of you is being a blessing by praying for some people that you know and also bringing them food. And then I heard a story of one of you actually receiving a blessing. There was a day when one of you was sad and somebody invited you to come and play. Those are all the seeds of blessing that are being scattered. You may not see the fruit of all these things that you've done, but know that you've been a blessing. Do either of you or any of you have a blessing or something that maybe you did at GEMS or maybe that you did to bless others? Yeah. To raise money for Haiti? Anyone else? You know what? One thing that I'm thankful for, while some of you are thinking, is I'm very thankful for your GEMS leaders. I heard this morning from one parent that this is their kid's favorite day of the week. They can't wait to come. Now, if any of you have ever been here on a Monday for Boys Club and GEMS, there is so much excitement, not only for the kids coming here, ditching their parents, and not wanting to go home at the end of the night. This place is buzzing on a Monday night. And not only do our Boys Club leaders, but specifically this morning as GEMS Sunday, thank you not only as the pastor, but as a parent for the blessing that you are to the girls. Appreciate all your time and all your effort, and you are casting seeds that you may not even realize you're casting. Being a blessing not only is going to make you and us more thankful, but being a blessing reveals God's grace. Here's a verse. You may recognize it. Somebody want to read it? Yeah, go ahead, Beth. Nice and loud. What does that mean? Does anyone have a guess? Yes. Be a blessing. Absolutely. Did you know that there's no limit to the blessing that you can be? There's no limit to the things that you can do for God, because God has given you already, God has given all of us everything we need to be a blessing to the grace of God. Let me give you some examples, not only for you, but for all of us this morning. God is inviting us to be a blessing. One thing I'd like to challenge you to do, maybe you know somebody that's a senior. Go and visit a senior. They would love to tell you about their story, the favorite music they liked growing up, what it was like to grow up, maybe where they came from. And you'll be able to so richly enrich somebody or bless somebody's life. Maybe you could sit there and say, you know what? Can we listen to some music that you listened to when you were growing up? And you know what? You might actually find that you like it. And I know at our house, some songs that I grew up with are now on my daughter's phone, and she thinks that the music is actually pretty good and wondered if we heard about it. Maybe you bring them flowers. Or here's a big one. What about your family? What if you were to get along today and not argue with your brother or sister the way that you could bless your parents? What if you offered to empty the dishwasher? To clean your room? To say to your mom or your dad, I love you. Or write a note and put it on their pillow and simply say, thanks for all you do. And you can richly bless your parents. Now, how can you be a blessing at school or at GEMS? You guys got any ideas? How can you be a blessing at GEMS or at school? Yeah, Rachel. You can play with a new student at school, absolutely. Absolutely. You can help somebody who may not understand the work at school. Anyone else got an idea? What about listening to your teacher? Did you have one? No? What about listening to our teacher? How about volunteer to help at school? And here's how we can do it. Here's how we can do all the things that we've just talked about. One more reading. Go ahead. Excellent. Who knows what that means? Anyone have an idea? Let me give you a hint, and then I'll ask again. What did we just celebrate? Yep. Easter. Now, what is the story of Easter about? Yep. Right. Jesus dying on the cross, being buried, and rising to heaven. Now, why did Jesus do that? Because he loved us and he died for our, it's a three-letter word, it starts with an S. Yeah. For our sin, right? And so what happened is, you guys got it, that God loved us, he came, he died, he was buried, he would go into heaven so that we could be forgiven and we could enjoy the gift of eternal life, not just in the future, but we could enjoy the gift of life right here and right now. And because God so loved you, God so loved me, God so loved everybody here, he calls us out of his grace and his love to be a blessing to the world. Here it is, blessing. The act or words of a person who blesses. Mrs. Brenda gave us some good examples of that. A special favor, mercy, or benefit. A favor or gift bestowed by God, therefore bringing happiness. The invoking of God's favor upon a person. Approval or good wishes. So what have you learned? We're just about done. What have you learned about being a blessing this year at GEMS? Yep, Rachel. Being a blessing makes other people happy. Yep. To make people feel happy, Sophie? Right, it doesn't have to be big for it to work. Absolutely. You know what? Why don't we ask one or two of the GEMS leaders for a couple of ideas? We'll put them on the spot. What have you learned, GEMS leaders, as you've led our girls and the girls about being a blessing? Small little things can be a blessing. Absolutely. Here's the challenge, girls. I'm going to send this bowl around, and I'm going to invite each of you to take a seed. Oh, you can just pass the bowl around. And you may think that one seed can't make a difference. But I want you to think, girls, this week and this year, that every little thing you do, whether big or small, can make a blessing. And we would say that that one bean can't produce a harvest, but your one action, your one activity, could be the thing that changes or transforms somebody's life, and they go and bless somebody, and they go and bless somebody, and they can bless somebody. So I want to challenge you, and I want to challenge us as a congregation who have so deeply received the blessing of God through his infinite sacrifice on the cross, to hear those words that God has already equipped you for every good work. God's grace so abounds in your life because of what we just celebrated, that you have everything you need to go and plant seeds and to change the world. Amen. We're going to pray together this morning, and we want to remember the prayer requests. And I know yesterday we sent you out an email asking for prayer for Ken Gittins, who was to have surgery yesterday. That got postponed, and so our prayer is that this morning that surgery may in fact happen. Would you pray with me? Loving and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of the GEMS ministry. We thank you for the mighty and the powerful way at which you are at work within these girls. We thank you for the counselors that are being a blessing. We thank you for the ways that you are working within these girls' stories and how they, in fact, are seeking to be a blessing not only in their home but in their neighborhoods. And Lord, even though they may not even realize how they have blessed us as the church this morning, thank you for that challenge for all of us to sow generously, because you have so blessed us. And so, Lord, may we, like these girls, find ways to plant seeds, to plant little hints of blessing into people's stories, that they too would see your goodness and your grace. Lord, we thank you for not only doing that here, but around the world. We thank you for the blessings that you could give to Phil and Janetta in the way that they serve in Tanzania. We thank you for the gift of agriculture and healthcare. But Lord, not only beyond what they do, but more importantly, through the relationships that they birth and kindle and develop. Lord, where seeds can be not only planted, but watered and nourished and brought to the place of growth. And Lord, ultimately pray to the place of maturity, where new relationships in Christ would not only begin to bud, would blossom into going making new disciples. And Lord, as your church, Lord, we thank you that we have the blessing of being a part of a community of faith. Lord, we want to continue to pray for Lois, Lord, as she has transitioned to a new hospital. We pray, oh Lord, that you would continue to give clarity and insight to the doctors as to what next steps are. We pray with her and Howard as they journey together through that process. We pray for your grace and your peace and your hand to so clearly be upon them, that even now this morning they would experience that measure of your grace. For Ken, Lord, who waits yet another day for this surgery to happen. We thank you for the stages that have happened, that, Lord, he has actually transitioned to the place, Lord, where that surgery were happening. Lord, as we hear, not yesterday, maybe today, but for sure in the next couple of days, Lord, that you would just allow that surgery to happen, and, Lord, that his body would be receptive, that you would guide the doctor's hands, and that, Lord, as he gets that surgery, Lord, that it would be successful, and that, Lord, his healing would be swift and as pain-free as humanly possible. And Lord, we just pray that you would prepare his body for that surgery. Would you be near him and Maria as they wait for that? Would you surround them with your grace, Lord, as Maria herself is in that process of recovery, Lord? We pray that you would give her not only emotionally but physically every strength that she needs, Lord, to journey back and forth to this hospital, Lord, to seek answers and clarity as to what's going on. And Lord, we continue to remember Martin and Teo, Lord, that you would continue to journey with them as they're not able to be with us as often as they would like anymore. And Lord, we pray that in so many different ways, whether it's through a visit, a phone call, a card, a meal, Lord, that we as your church would look for ways to be a blessing this week. And we thank you that you have sowed so generously and so richly in our lives, and that you have already prepared us for every good work. Now use us, Lord, to be a blessing. In your name we pray. Amen.